A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. When Jesus came to the territory of the Gadarenes, two demoniacs who were coming from the tombs met him. They were so savage that no one could travel by that road. They cried out, "What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the appointed time?" Some distance away, a herd of many swine was feeding. The demons pleaded with Jesus, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of swine." And he said to them, "Go then." They came out and entered the swine, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea where they drowned. The swineherds ran away, and when they came to the town, they reported everything, including what had happened to the demoniacs. Thereupon, the whole town came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they begged him to leave their district. The Gospel of the Lord. They knew that Jesus had the hand of God, this miracle that they saw. And so what did they say to him? "Please leave." Why? Well, because they saw the herd of dead pigs, not the two of their brothers who were healed, the demoniacs who were made sane. They saw what was to be given up, not what was to be gained, and said, "We don't want that." God is always offering us something new, something more. But in order to say yes to that, we have to give up something. And that is not easy to do. It's never easy for me. I take great pride. I set great stock in how I follow God. I listen to God. I do what God says. So don't be telling me to do something else. Don't tell me to drop this, to pick up that. But God does, all the time. So I guess the challenge today is, will we listen to that new thing that God wants us to do? That change? Or will we say, "No, God, that looks too much like death and destruction. And will you just please leave?"